When Katerina's brother Leo steals $250,000 from the Chicago Mafia, her life changes forever. Dante Moretti, ruthless head of the Cosa Nostra, arrives at her door with an unexpected proposition. Instead of killing her brother, he'll take her as payment. This isn't a romantic meeting. Kat fights back fiercely, throwing weapons and even punching Dante himself. Yet her defiance doesn't anger him. It fascinates him in a way he can't explain. There was something about her that made me want to break her and protect her all at once, he reflects. Brought to his mansion not as a guest but as a prisoner, Kat immediately searches for escape routes. When she fearfully asks if he expects sexual services, his answer reveals the first glimpse of complexity beneath his ruthless exterior. "I don't force women," he tells her, though he ominously adds that his men might be different. This initial bargain, her captivity for her brother's debt, creates the foundation for a relationship that will transform both their lives in ways neither could have anticipated. Kat's early days in Dante's mansion mix luxury with imprisonment. Despite her king-size bed and leather-bound books, she reminds herself, "I can't leave whenever I want." That's the difference between a hotel and a prison. Everything shifts when one of Dante's men arrives stabbed and bleeding. Though protesting she's not a doctor, Kat's nursing instincts take over as she treats the wound, giving her purpose beyond captivity. As weeks pass, emotional barriers begin to fall. When Dante catches his cousin making advances toward Kat, his possessiveness surfaces. "She is mine," he declares, before severing two of Lenny's fingers. Their relationship transforms during a late-night kitchen encounter when Dante proves her body responds to him despite her claimed hatred. "It's okay to want someone you don't like," he tells her, articulating the complicated nature of desire that defines their evolving relationship. Their first intimate encounter happens after Kat treats an injured man. When alone, Dante stands before her in boxer shorts, irresistible. He proposes a deal. If he can make her orgasm in 2 minutes, she'll spend the night with him. When Kat confesses it's been 2 years since she's been intimate, Dante shows unexpected gentleness. These moments become the language through which they communicate what they cannot express in words. When Kat reveals her aversion to certain positions stems from trauma related to the scar on her back, Dante doesn't recoil but suggests they work on it together. In one powerful scene, he positions her before a mirror, promising she can see everything he's doing. His reassurances that he won't bend her over or hold her down help her relax as his touch brings her to climax. This represents more than physical pleasure. It's the beginning of her healing, with Dante serving as both catalyst and cure. Through physical intimacy, they forge an emotional bond neither anticipated. Dante's sister Joey, whom Kat didn't know existed, arrives, disrupting their fragile relationship. When Dante introduces Kat dismissively as staying here for a while, she vows never to let him use her again. This interaction reveals complex family dynamics. Joey resents being sent to a convent while her brothers roamed free, and Lorenzo's wife Anya battles cancer. The pivotal revelation comes when Kat recognizes two of Dante's father's men as those who kidnapped, raped, and tortured her years ago, carving horror into her skin, explaining her nightmares and sexual aversions. Rather than hiding, Dante encourages Kat to confront them, insisting she's stronger than she realizes. When she faces them, they don't recognize her until she speaks, a powerful moment of reclamation. Dante later delivers brutal retribution. Most devastating is discovering her brother Leo offered her to these men as debt payment, a betrayal deeper than physical wounds. Meanwhile, Dante harbors his own secrets, including helping his former fiancée Nicole escape her abusive family to build a life with her female lover. Kat's pregnancy transforms their relationship completely. After weeks without consistent birth control, she discovers she's pregnant and attempts to escape with Joey's help, fearing Dante's reaction. When caught by Maximo, Dante isolates her in fury over her perceived betrayal. During their confrontation, Kat's desperate revelation, "I'm pregnant," instantly shifts his anger to shock. The pregnancy recasts Kat from lover to mother of a Moretti heir, prompting Salvatore's ultimatum: put a bullet in her head or a ring on her finger. Dante must now marry a woman who hates him and whom he cannot trust. Kat's vulnerability becomes evident when she develops hyperemesis gravidarum during isolation, prompting Dante to vow she'll never suffer like that again. When he proposes with his great-grandmother's emerald ring, his speech reveals a profound truth. Unlike everything else given to him because of his name, Kat is the only thing he's truly chosen for himself. Violence serves as both backdrop and catalyst for moral reckonings throughout their journey. Dante's world operates by a code that views violence as necessary for maintaining power and respect. For Kat, witnessing and becoming complicit in this violence forces her to confront her moral boundaries. When she learns Dante killed her brother Leo, she initially reacts with horror before realizing, "Leo stopped being my brother long ago when he offered me up like a piece of meat." The ultimate moral test comes when Dante confronts his father about his involvement in human trafficking. After extracting a confession, Dante executes him, a patricide representing justice for countless victims and Dante's final break with his father's corrupt values. Their different moral frameworks collide when Dante refuses to apologize for killing Leo. Dante sees his actions as necessary protection, while Kat initially views them as cruel. Yet, as they grow together, their perspectives begin to converge. Their compromise emerges when Kat acknowledges that while he may not be a good man by conventional standards, he's a good husband who will be an incredible father. 6 months later, Dante and Kat embrace parenthood with 5-month-old Gabriella. Watching Dante's devotion to their daughter, Kat marvels at their journey from captor and captive to partners. Their love story's power lies not in erasing their dark beginning, but integrating it into something authentic. Kat loves Dante completely, including his capacity for violence, while he cherishes her strength, defiance, and forgiveness. Their acceptance of each other's full humanity, flaws, traumas, and moral complexities forms their foundation. When Dante fears disappointing Kat by revealing his darkness, they compromise. He'll be a good husband, father, and brother, even if not always a good man by conventional standards. Their story shows that redemption requires not perfection, but honesty, growth, and courage to be fully seen. Together, they found not an escape from their dark pasts, but a path forward illuminated by hard-won love. Sometimes the person who witnesses our worst becomes essential in helping us become our best.